BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC and MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Yes. Welcome to episode 179's The Game here on Ref the District, kind of ham-fisting the transition from our warm-up, but I did the best I can. I do appreciate everyone jumping in with us here this Wednesday evening. The draft for the NBA is going on right now, or at least pre-coverage is going on. So we know we're taking away some of your time. Maybe you got this up and the screen up. Don't worry. We'll be talking about the Wizards in the cooldown, so stick with us for that. But right now we wanted to take a look at, in this dead of June timeframe, that we're still, 70 some odd days removed from NFL action. 74, Trev reminds us. That's too many dang on days, Trev. Too many dang on
days. It was
days.
100 like 2 weeks ago. Remember, it was just 100 days. Now it's 74. So
it's moving along. Moving along. Well, there is some camps and OT, or I guess no more OTAs, right? Now we're heading into the real preseason, real practices and stuff like that that are going to be happening here within a few weeks. Don't forget to get your tickets, as those were going pretty hot. I think we've got a couple of days lined out, so hopefully you will run into someone from Ref the District while you are out there, and we'll let you know when we are going to be out there as those days get closer. But right now, we're going to be talking about the power ranking that apparently people in the media, I think they're doing the same, right? They're just like, hey, there's not much going on. Let's just do power ranking of where the NFL teams stand this early into the season, as Trev just randomly dipped out. That's fine. We are prepared here. So Stoner.
Yeah.
Right now, Washington is being looked at somewhere in the late 20s.
Yeah.
So what do you make of where we're being placed right now by teams?
Yeah, it's another one of those things that I've been confused about. Like, apparently something's in the water, because I've been confused about a lot of stuff lately that's going on with the Commanders. But everything that you hear about Jaden Daniels in specifically has been positive, in that he's going to be a better than average rookie quarterback, right? Everywhere. I haven't seen anybody say Jaden Daniels is going to struggle this year or whatever. Then how do you turn around and say that then the team is going to be bad? How many times does a quarterback have a good season, but the team is not good? That very rarely happens. I mean, I can think of like maybe Kyler Murray, one of those years, had a really good year. Maybe it was even his rookie year, and they only won like 5 games, something like that. So I don't understand it. And then you look at some of those teams, and you're going to tell me the Jets are better? You're going to tell me the Giants are better? And I just don't get it. So I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't think they're trying to what is it, troll? I don't think so.
Even though it's engagement farming?
I don't think it is. Because no matter who you put at the bottom, their fans are going to be mad. So I don't think it's anything like that. I mean, Washington's been bad for years and years and years, so you can kind of get it. But I just don't see it. I'm not saying Washington's going to be a top 10 team, but you think if you're bottom third, or if you're bottom three, like Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio has Washington at 29. Mm-hmm. There's only 3 teams worse than
Pete Prisco has us at 31.
Yeah. So are you saying that Washington's going to win 4 games again this year? Do you think this coaching staff and the improvements that they made is going to result in 4 wins, 5 wins? I just don't see it. So I don't get it. I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that we're so low here. Grimjaw talking about, you know, how we're not very far removed from our former owner. There's a lot of negative press with that guy. Between this and Mina Kimes saying Dan Quinn going to be a one and done, all the hate going to our direction doesn't surprise me anymore. I was very surprised by Mina Kimes talking about it being one and done. It seemed so out of left field, and she's actually really good at her job in analytics. And that one might have just been a flyer, and maybe the fact that it's like, what's that?
Maybe that's just a miss on her part.
I think it was a miss. I do think it was a miss. I think that kind of came down to, again, not much going on in football. And if you look at Washington's history, you're thinking of the former guy. You're not thinking about the new owner. And as far as the new owner is concerned, I don't know that she has a good enough read on where things are. Mm. And I agree with those in the chat talking about how, you know, the rankings at this point don't matter. You're right, because where was Houston ranked this time last year, right? And they got to surprise people. So maybe you're like Tommy and you like being this low. And, you know, it's a way it is. Or you mentioned, as Locked On Law mentioning, that Florio just hates Washington.
Yeah, but you know what I've seen? I've seen a lot of people saying that same thing. Sure. Well, Florio just hates the Jets. Or, you know, Florio just hates the Giants or whatever. That's what people keep saying. Florio has said bad things about every team. So he doesn't just hate Washington. Which he does hate Washington.
He does.
Yeah. But again, I don't think this is trolling Washington fans by putting him that low. I think he truly believes that. I mean, they won four games last year.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's not unrealistic to believe that this is not a good team. Yeah. That is fair. That is.
Yeah. I like this comment over here. I'm about to pull it up. Brian says that we were a 4-win team last year. We are different. That does not guarantee better, no matter how good we look in OTAs and minicamp. It's all very weighted on last year's performance. I kind of agree with that, too. Not just last year, but the previous years. I think they kind of grouped a lot of years together and averaged it out, and that's where we probably are ranked right now. And I do agree with them. I'm not disrespecting our team. We got different players. We really don't know if we're better or not. We just think we're better because we've been so bad, even in OTAs and minicamp. We're like, we can kind of tell how the season's going to go. But, like, this one just feels different. But at the same time, we didn't really get any splashy players outside of Bobby Wagner. We just got players that fit.
Who was an aging player. Yeah.
Right. We just got players who want to fit what we want to do in this organization right now. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're better. It just means, like, we fit. So I kind of agree with that.
I do think Luvu was well-respected. I think that was a good pickup. Yeah. I think Jeremy Chinn was a plus signing. In the sense that the NFL – was high on him.
Yeah, but then, like, we also gave all these guys, like, one-year contracts, like, a lot of prove-it deals. So, like, they were once superstars at their former places, and now they're kind of falling off, and they're kind of trying to resurrect their career here with Washington because we're starting from the ground up. It gives them a chance to do the same thing, in a sense. But, I really don't pay
a lot of mid-tier signings. Yeah, you're not wrong.
But, like the Giants better than us? Why? Because they have Hard Knocks. Is that why they're ranked higher? Like, some of the things are like our ranking might be deserved. The
Giants got Hard Knocks.
Is it because we couldn't wear our hats backwards last year? Is that why we're so low? Like,
oh goodness, we should definitely do another hat backwards hat stream at some point. And Grimjaw, you're right. Luvu and Chinn, not household names. I think Chinn had the potential after his rookie year. He was a very strong showing his rookie year. But you're right, not household names, but around the league kind of thought very highly, and the media, you know, kind of looks at that. But you're right, they're not the number one signing.
What about Eckler? Eckler is kind of a
Eckler was a plus.
I keep forgetting
signing.
About that. I keep forgetting about Eckler. And I think it factors. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
I was gonna say what also factors in is we don't have an offensive line. We're still looking for a left tackle.
Don't get me started on that.
You replaced the left guard. Like, I mean,
it was a backup. He wasn't a starting guard. I like Allegretti, but he was a backup.
Thank you. Somebody.
Mm-mm. I like him, but he was a backup. Now he's a starter for us. That just shows you how bad our offensive line is. Andrew Wiley, the jury's still out on that. We don't have a left tackle solidified yet.
Is the jury out on Wiley? I feel like the jury's very much in on Wiley being just.
Well, I mean, he still has a job. That's why I'm saying, like, they kept him over this year. So the jury obviously might be still out on him. I guess, I mean, our best person is Cosme, who's a guard.
So I like the middle three. Too. I like the middle three. I love the center. Yeah. I actually like Allegretti. So I like both guards. But, you know, those two outside guys are going to get Jaden Daniels killed. And so maybe it will be a four-win team when Marcus Mariota is quarterback in this team in week four. Because
Jaden Daniels. I don't know that I can deal with Marcus Mariota throwing a pass.
What? When Jaden Daniels gets his ACL.
Why are we? Why are we doing this?
What are you doing?
What are we doing?
Did you get mad the last time when I did that about McLaurin? Like 3 years ago, and that never happened.
It wasn't 3 years ago. It was before he ended up dealing with a foot injury for the entire season.
It was the season before that.
No.
It was a long time ago.
Somebody's got to check the tape for us on that one. But why? Yeah, let's just not do it. Let's not do it. Everyone in the chat agreeing with us. Why would you do this? Why would you do this?
Because there's no such thing as a curse.
Yes, there is.
Hey, the rest of the district has power, Stoner. We have power. The last one from the national media I want to talk about was, before we do our own, is PFF listing us at 30. They have us at a low point spread. The QB rating is at least a positive number. And then they project 7.2 wins, which I feel like is better than being ranked 30th, right?
Yeah, 30th ranked team is not going to only win seven games.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington was a 31st ranked team last year and won four games. Right?
Well, then it might be. It might be.
So, which team, where was the team that won seven games? Where were they in the rankings in terms of wins and losses? This is probably like 22, 23.
Give me a 7-win team from last year.
I don't know. I don't remember
which teams were a 7-winner.
Yeah, there weren't that many. But they would have been somewhere in the 20s, 23, 24, which is, by the way, where I think Washington's going to end up this year.
That mid-tier. Well, let's actually take a look at that. We're going to do our own rankings here. So I need Stoner to keep out his pen and paper.
Okay.
As we're going to go down the list here of teams, and we're going to start off in the AFC East, and we're just going to go, who's better than Washington, and then kind of stack them in their order. Okay, so we're going to start with AFC East. Buffalo Bills better than Washington, right?
Yes,
barely.
Okay, just barely.
I
love the burgundy and gold glasses coming from Trev here.
Well, it's 3 in the fourth quarter.
Miami Dolphins, better, right?
Yeah, they put up 70.
I'd actually give them a barely.
They'd give them the barely. Oh, they put up 70. That what's that, Trev?
They put up 70 against the team we beat and almost had to go to overtime.
Yeah. And then they put up like 40 on
They are an overrated team.
Yeah, dude.
I'm with you. They're a little bit overrated.
Yeah, they're an overrated team. All right. Okay, so we got – so far we're ranked third. And we've gone through two teams.
All right.
New England Patriots.
No.
Washington. Better than New England, right?
New England's terrible this year.
Yeah.
Drake May, baby.
Washington's better than New England. The New York Jets.
Washington's better than them. I don't care about Aaron Rodgers.
We're not.
Aaron Rodgers has got a – no. Who do they have? No. Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers isn't going to last three games.
Okay. They had a number three ranked defense last year. Just saying.
I think you have to presume healthy Rodgers.
They're better.
And I would put the Jets above Washington.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah.
All right. I lose that 2-1.
Yep. So right now, Washington is fourth. Patriots, the only team better than them. I don't care about ranking Bills and Dolphins, who's one and who's two right now. We just care about where Washington is.
All right.
All right, so Washington currently is better than the New England Patriots. Let's stay in the AFC here. Baltimore Ravens.
Barely.
Worse.
Barely. I'm just kidding. I love Baltimore.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
Love?
I mean, I love their team in terms of what they're going to do.
There's a lot of respect about the team. Can we use that word maybe instead?
All right. I don't love them. Yeah, trust me. Everybody to my left, to my right, to over here, over there, Baltimore fans.
Yeah, I lived 30 minutes from this from FedEx Field, and I was still surrounded by Baltimore fans, and it sucked so bad. I actually didn't mind. A small aside here is I didn't mind Baltimore when I was so. You got to remember, I was a military brat. I've been a Washington fan my whole life, but I never actually lived in the DMV. I lived all around the world, so the Ravens weren't something that I was familiar with the local rivalry about because I didn't live in this area. Right. But here's the thing is Edgar Allan Poe is my favorite author. I have his complete works. I used to know the Raven by heart. The Raven is my favorite, piece of work. So, and purple is my favorite color. So here come the Baltimore Ravens named after my favorite piece of work for my favorite author. And they have my favorite color. And I was like, oh, well, that's cool. They can be my AFC team, is what I used to say.
Oh, and, right.
Yeah. Until I moved to Maryland, I got an assignment to Maryland. And then I was at Carroll County. So it was in the heart of Baltimore, county or country there, literally country. And then I realized, oh, no. No, I cannot be a Baltimore fan. These people are just absolutely ick.
Hey, Trev.
Dang. What up?
Who's your favorite author?
R.L. Stine.
Oh, I don't even know who that is either.
Shout out. Hey, Stoner's too old for R.L. Stine, yeah.
You're over here asking my favorite author. I don't know. Sports Illustrated.
Washington Post. That was kind of my point. Like, my favorite author maybe is like, getting a Woj bomb.
Yeah, right? J.P. Finley, John Kine, Nikki J.
Yeah, Adam Schefter.
Adam Schefter, Lewis Riddick, Get Up, First Take, NFL Live.
Actually, my favorite author is John Feinstein because I love all of his books. Because he writes, and it's all sports related.
But, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. So one of us is culture. Dr. Seuss is probably my second favorite. But moving on from that, because I know we're in the
dead of
summer.
What's your favorite color, Trev?
Blue.
What? How come neither one of your favorite colors is burgundy or gold? What are you guys doing?
Being human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so. You guys started yesterday or last week's show off with Nathan's not here, and we can talk about all sorts of random things. I just want to point out.
What?
I watched it. You better believe I came on and I listened to it afterwards. But yeah, here we are talking about other things, and I need to wrangle us back to what's important, which is the power rankings. Baltimore Ravens are above Washington. Cincinnati Bengals also above Washington.
Hold on. How are you going to reel us back in when you went into Edgar Allan Poe and favorite color purple, and when it's our turn, it's like, oh, we got to go back. We got to reel it back in.
That's my job.
Excellent point, Trev. That might be your best point since you said Commanders are going 17-0 this year.
They are.
All right.
Tommy here. Blue is something a Cowboys fan would say. But yes, the call out was appropriate. All right. Cincinnati Bengals, I put them above.
Yes.
Yeah. Joe Burrow's the truth.
Okay. So Cleveland Browns.
We're better than Browns. I don't know. Their defense is nice.
Their defense is real nice. Who's the quarterback this year?
It's supposed to be Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, we're better than Cleveland. So yes, better than Cleveland.
Mm.
Amari Cooper is holding out, right? Isn't he? Does he play for the Browns still? I can't even remember.
Browns had 11 wins last year.
They did have 11 wins. They were pretty good, but that was.
That was what?
I'm going to go with they're better than Washington. Until Washington proves that they're better than a team that had 11 wins with horrible quarterback play.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Roger, you're right. Browns have a better roster. You're all tripping. I'm going with the Browns being better here.
Me too.
All right. You talked me into it.
Yeah.
You talked me into it.
All right. So Washington currently still only better than the Patriots. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, they're better than Pittsburgh. Come on.
Yeah,
get out of here with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And that's about it. They still don't have any.
Here's the
thing. They had 10 wins last year.
That's just the quarterback. I mean, the coach.
I do not understand Pittsburgh fans. Every year they go through, for the last like 5 years or so, they go through this, we've got to fire Tomlin. We've got to trade Tomlin. Tomlin's trash and all this. The guy just wins football games.
Literally.
Like, he's had horrible QB play. He's had questionable offensive coordinators, and he still has not had a losing season. In how many years? Like, it's more than a decade and a half at this point, right?
Oh yeah, I think it's probably over 20.
It's not 20. It's not 20. It's in the teens.
You're right. But he did finally sign an extension, so good for him.
Yes, he did sign a 5-year extension, so good job of him. I'm going to put Pittsburgh above us.
No, don't let him do that, Trev. Come on. Pittsburgh is not better.
Justin Fields to return kicks. They're not ready for anything realistic.
Yeah, come on. Russell Wilson?
Come on. Come on,
Russell Wilson.
They squeaked to 10 wins. Like,
who's their best receiver?
They improved George QB Pickens. Play. Come on,
and Russell. They got rid of their best slot. They got rid of Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Since 2007, so he's going on year 15. By the way, he's out
of losing. We'll
take it.
What kind of math is that? Somebody said you were the intellectual of the group, and you just did
17. Oh yes, 17 years. 17 years. 17 years.
7 is 15.
17 years. I'm a couple years back is all. That's all. So Ron Rivera, the head coach of Washington. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go that far into the joke. I'm going to say Pittsburgh is better. Roger agrees with me. I'm going to wait to see if anybody else agrees with me.
No.
But it seems like right now, ref the district vote is Pittsburgh is worse. So now Washington... Yes. Is above Pittsburgh and the Patriots in New England.
That's right.
Houston went number one, so Wizards are on the clock. Just throwing that in there.
Wiz on the clock. We will definitely be talking about that here.
We'll talk about it. Did you say they're on the clock?
Houston Texans.
They're better than us.
Yeah, they're better. I mean, they're the model franchise that everybody wants to be now.
Sure. Well, one and done here. Let's go with Indianapolis Colts then.
We're better than them.
Yeah, we're better than the Colts. Sorry, we are better than the Colts.
Even with your boy Anthony Richardson,
I like him, but he's done nothing yet. He's proved nothing. All right.
So now we're better than the Colts,
correct?
The Steelers,
correct?
And the Patriots.
Yeah, we're already past PFF and CBS in terms of where we're ranking them.
And we're right on par with Florio's, right? We would be the 29th.
Correct. We're right on par with him.
Yep. Okay. Jaguars. Jaguars got to be better, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're better than them.
You're saying Washington's better than Jacksonville?
Yeah. We beat them with Carson Wentz. We're better than them.
Nah, I think Jacksonville's better.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Jacksonville. Why? Over why? Right. Why? How? How and why?
I mean, their quarterback is better. They've got better weapons. Who they got? Calvin Ridley. They got rid of Calvin Ridley. Did they get rid of Ridley? Gone.
They just have.
That's right. They did.
Gabe Davis now, and Christian Kirk.
Yeah,
Travis Etienne, who's up and down.
They're a better team.
They got a better defense. They've got a very good defense. They got Josh Allen. I like Jacksonville. How many wins did Jacksonville have last year?
They either just missed the playoffs. They're a winning team. Yeah. All right. So two of us, we've been going this way. So I was outvoted on the Colts. I just want people to know that I would have put the Colts better than Washington. Jaguars are officially better than Washington because two of the three put it there. How about the Titans?
The Titans are in such
just crazy, crazy
bad
state right now.
They got rid of a really good coach. Yeah, I don't like the direction.
Yeah, Henry's gone. They don't have a wide receiver one. Well, D-Hop, but he's older. He's aging.
Yeah.
So Washington better than the Titans.
Yeah.
Broncos? Sure.
Yes, we're better than Denver.
Hmm.
We are better than Bo Nix or Drew or Zach Wilson back there right now.
Hmm.
Who's their running back?
Better than Denver. I'm convinced. Thanks, Trev. Yep.
Better than Broncos. Absolutely. So now better than Denver, better than Tennessee, better than Indy, better than Pittsburgh, better than New England. You got you're keeping track of this, right, Stoner?
I thought you were, but okay, yes.
I'm mentally just going through it, but I told you, get out your pen and paper for this.
I know. I didn't know what you wanted me to write down, but I'm here.
Kansas City, obviously a better team.
I don't know. I mean, we're pretty – we only lost 30 – what year did we lose? Like 31 to
– I'm not talking about a single game. I'm talking about who's a better team. We're moving on. I'm not even going to entertain this discussion here. How about Las Vegas? Are the Raiders better than the Commanders?
No. The Raiders.
Aiden O'Connell is not better than anybody on our squad.
Yeah. Raiders, worse. Chargers?
Better.
Yes, Chargers are better.
No.
Did they get rid of both of their big receivers?
They did.
Andrew Williams and Keenan Allen?
Yeah, but the coach is an improvement, right?
They got Harbaugh. That's right.
We're better than them still. Big deal.
I think Chargers are better.
Chargers are better. Chargers are better. All right, we're going to go from the West up here. Seattle Seahawks.
They got Sam Howell, so I'm going to think they're better than us.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Leading the charge.
They had 9 wins last year. Alex Carr, number 2.
Pete Carroll's gone now.
Oh, Pete Carroll's gone. Oh, they got the they got Ravens. Mike
McDonald.
Yeah.
Gino and DK and Tyler Lockett. And the kid from who's their running back? He's pretty good.
I like Seattle.
I'm going to go Seattle's better than Washington.
Charbonnet, their running back. He's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah. San Francisco, better.
Yeah.
Moving they got Chase Young, obviously. Yeah. Oh, no, they don't anymore.
No, it's they hard. Don't. Yeah. Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, they're better.
I think that they're better.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a large gap, though. I don't think it's as large of a gap.
Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Stafford. Aaron Donald retired. So,
yeah.
Defense,
that's huge.
But now they're better. Sorry, they're better.
No,
they're better. Arizona Cardinals, worse.
We're better.
Oh, Arizona's
we're better.
All right. Yeah. So there's another one. Cardinals are worse. All right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a playoff team.
Yeah,
Tampa Baker.
What'd you say?
Tampa's a good squad.
They're pretty good.
I like Tampa. I mean, you know, in terms of them being a good squad.
They won 9 games last year.
They were a playoff team.
In a horrible division. It's like us winning the division at 7-9. Okay, that doesn't really mean
anything. It happens. No, I'm gonna say the Bucs are better right now. New Orleans Saints.
We're better than the Saints.
We're better than the Saints. Saints
we're stink. Better
who's
than
their the quarterback? Saints. Oh, Derek Carr.
Yeah.
He stinks.
Yeah, you guys know how low I am. It stinks. Now he stinks. When he was available, you and Trav were like, go get Derek Carr.
Prove it.
Stoner definitely. Stoner absolutely here. Yeah, Stoner was a big Derek Carr guy.
I don't know. Prove it.
So better than the Saints.
Yes.
Panthers way better than, right?
Way better. Let's not even talk about that. They're the worst team.
Moving on to the Falcons.
We're better. They don't have a defense. We have somewhat of a defense. We've always beat them.
Kirk Cousins, man.
What about him?
Love him.
Oh my god.
You and this love around.
What the hell is going on right now?
The Falcons are better.
No, they're not.
I would put the Falcons as better.
Why?
I do think the Falcons are right now a better team. This far, this 6 weeks before, 74 days before football starts, I'm putting the Falcons above Washington. Vikings, I'm putting the Vikings above Washington.
No, please stop. Sam Darnold. Really?
Look at the rest of the team.
Justin Jefferson. It's done. There you go. Justin Jefferson, you're done. KJ Osborne's gone. Alex Mattison, their running back, is gone. They have Christian Darrisaw. Their defense has Harrison Smith, who's like 38,000 years old. They got rid of Danielle Hunter. They have no corners. They have no linebackers. Come on. Is it because JJ's there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean to tell me JJ and Justin Jefferson are better than the Washington Commanders with Jaden Daniels and his trio of receivers? You're doing that right now?
Yeah.
I think Minnesota is a better team overall.
No. Yeah,
right now. Right
Randy Moss is not there. Chris Carter's not there. AP's not there. Cunningham's not there. Really, the Vikings guys for real?
Yeah.
Be honest with yourself.
Yep. I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Tommy's with you, Trev. He's with you. Tommy. Jordan Addison is nice, Grimjaw. Absolutely. Yep. All right. Moving forward now. Green Bay Packers, better.
Yep. Better. Not even close.
Yep. All right. Detroit Lions, better than Washington.
Yep. Not even close.
Chicago Bears.
No, we're better than the Bears. I don't want to hear it. We're better than the
Bears. Bears whooped us. You want to talk about games Washington won?
We also beat Philly when they were undefeated.
Okay, but you move the goalposts so much. It's just, you only use games to your advantage. You never look at the ones that we lost.
Man, I'm on the fence on this one.
The Bears were a better team last year, and I think they only improved. The Bears are better.
Bears are better.
The Bears are better.
They have no defense.
All right. So now you want me to put on the burgundy and gold glasses? We're going to be the NFC East.
Okay.
And I'm just going to flat out tell you, Eagles, we're better.
Yes.
Giants, we're better. Cowboys, we're better.
Any disagreement? That was easy.
Any disagreement? It's Trev?
Nope.
None for Soner.
Nope.
We're better. We're the best NFC East team.
Correct.
Period. Okay, so where does that put us, Stoner?
21.
Okay, I can live with that. Before the 21. Season starts, 21.
We got 11 teams worse than us that we think are worse than us. So, yeah, puts us right at 21. Not still bottom third, right? But still, it's probably where they're going to end up. 7 or 8 wins. That puts you in that bottom third of the league. So we'll see. But I think they're going to be right around that 20, 21, 22.
Yeah. Grimjaw calling us out for the Ashburn
syndrome. I put the Giants ahead of us because they always beat us no matter who we have.
they do seem to always beat us. And it's so frustrating. Oh my goodness. I can't believe we treated one of our Ref the District fans to sweet tickets to watch the Giants beat us.
They ain't been back on the show since either.
It was like, that was embarrassing, guys. That's embarrassing.
Unsubscribe. Yeah, well,
21, ranked 21 in the Ref the District power rankings. I'm going to let you know this. Don't sleep on the Washington Commanders. I think they can be far better than 21. And you don't have to sleep if you head over to don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the code DISTRICT to get yourself 10% off your entire order. Whether or not that's their merchandise or their fantastic energy beverages, which they have both sugar-free and your regular one. And you have energy shots, which are nice on the go when you need that little pick-me-up. Don't Sleep Energy makes you great. Trev, are you happy where Washington
landed? No, because I can't live down the Vikings are better than us. I can't get past that. We're 20th, not 21.
And Tommy's hit it on the head. We're 17-0 until we find out otherwise. Absolutely. Yep. Well, we did find out who the Washington Wizards took with their second pick, and that is what we will be talking about here in the cool down. You're going to want to stay looking forward to this conversation.